because we've become amazing consumers over the last 200 years, businesses have become brilliant at marketing.
This is Clifford Moss. He's the director of something called Good Business Matters.
Whether it's a marketing for an experience to go and eat and drink, or it's marketing for a new plastic toy or a new this or a new that, we've just become so good at eating and drinking and consuming large amounts of stuff that there's no better time to divert very slightly people's attention to the fact that they can go on doing this thing that they've become very good at consuming, but they can do it in a conscientious way.
And what time is Clifford talking about? Well, Christmas time, of course.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
It's a week until Christmas today, and I'm sure you're either really excited for it or sick of seeing tinsel on about everything and kind of just want it to be over. But there's one big thing you can't deny. Most people seem to get a little crazy this time of year. And as Clifford was just saying, everyone gets a little crazy with their spending. There's presents for you to buy for your family, your siblings, your extended family, friends. You have to buy food for lunch, dinner, decorations for the table,
stuff for the
party, stuff for the pets. It's a lot of stuff. But do you really need all that stuff?
So we're trying to tie two parts of the brain together, the citizen part of the brain and the consumer part of the brain.
So Clifford is also the founder of something called the Good Christmas Trail. It's essentially a website that showcases shops, products, and the work of businesses that are all social enterprises. Quick background, social enterprises are organizations that have written in their business strategy some sort of motivation to make a social impact. Could be environmental, social. But starting the trail, Clifford had to be clever. He really had to think about what the consumer is thinking. Back to the brain stuff.
One of which is a reptilian part of the brain, our citizen part, our desire to act responsibly and look after our community and our tribes, because that's how we used to be. We used to look after our own people. But to link that to the other part of the brain, which has been developed quite beautifully and honed amazingly over the last 200 years since industrialization and mechanization.
That being our consumer part of the brain. The little voice in your head saying,
I need a flat screen TV in every room of my house.
Or,
you know, I have to wear this much makeup. I have to,
or,
you know, consume, 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 consume. So we're trying to link the two by picking a key consumption moment.
Like Christmas time.
When the mind is focused on consuming, we're focused on celebrating, we're focused on buying gifts. So I've already got that, right? You're focused on that. Now I'm just going to shift that focus very slightly and say, you know what? Why don't you feel good about that consumption, a bit better about that consumption by buying from these guys who will divert a portion of profits, or will be employing someone with a disability, or will be generating some form of community benefit by that consumption decision that you've made.
This all began when Clifford was thinking about crepes. Crepes, like the pastry.
I opened up the newspaper and saw an article about a crepe van that was called Crepes for Change.
Like a van that gives out crepes. The pastry, if you didn't get that.
I thought, well, what a great idea. Let's go down to the crepe van for Christmas, maybe. We'll have a crepe and we'll write about it on our blog. And I spoke to my business partner about it, and you know, I said to him, isn't it interesting how many more of these social enterprises in the hospitality space there are? There's also a bar, and you know, then there's kinfolk, and there's the School of Life, and there's cafes. Why don't we go to a few of these places and, you know, we'll write about how many great social enterprises there are in the hospo space. And from that point, we thought, well, why don't we set up a platform for people to choose social enterprises that they could go and visit for Christmas time.
Tell me about some of your favourites.
Oh, wow. Ah, gosh, that is such a hard question.
One of my favourites is the Collingwood Toy Library. And we contacted them and said, look, wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody could buy a gift voucher for a friend or loved one who has kids, and saying to that person, instead of buying your kids toys all year round, here is a membership, 12-month membership to the toy library. So they can have toys all year round, but they're toys that they share with other members of the community who also book them out in a sort of library format.
Where is this library?
Well, this particular one's in Collingwood, but, you know, there are hundreds of these things around the country.
These are very tiny organisations. They're run by volunteers. They don't have two beans to rub together in terms of budgets. Yet they offer this incredible service. And they really, this is real local community stuff. You know, you walk to your toy library with your kid, you pick out some toys, you go home, you play with them for a couple of weeks, and then you take them back and they clean them and they get them ready for the next person. So, and it was our idea to offer a gift voucher. I mean, that's the sort of thing that we want every toy library to offer all year round. Offer gift vouchers, get people to do more of this stuff because it's brilliant. What you do is brilliant.
How has the trail changed your Christmas?
Well, all my Christmas presents, bar one, are being bought from social enterprises this year. I've never done that before.
Like, what did you buy?
Well, so long as this podcast doesn't come out before my wife gets her Christmas present.
Attention, if you are Clifford's wife, divert your ears for the next 20 seconds or so.
I am buying, for my wife from the School of Life, I'm buying a bibliotherapy voucher.
What's that?
A bibliotherapy voucher is a like a traditional therapy session. You meet somebody for some therapy around a reading list. So they choose a reading list for you. They're experts in the books around emotional intelligence and culture and so on and so forth. And by meeting you and getting to know you, they can pull together a reading list which is appropriate to your state of mind and where you're at.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was really, really good. And I thought, you know, Starly, my wife, will love this.
What about even, are there some social enterprises on the trail that kind of help you if you want to get like food on the table on Christmas Day or if you want to get decorations around the house? Are there ones like that as well?
No, you know what? I haven't come across any like that, but it's a great idea. Will it move beyond hospitality and gifts? Probably not for Christmas, because Christmas is about hospitality and gift giving, but could it extend to services like the one you've talked about? It may be. I mean, this would be amazing. I mean, I hadn't even thought of what you just said. Wouldn't that be amazing? Talk about catalysing responsible business. That's what we exist for. That's what I get out of bed for.
And I think that is one of the reasons why I brought up the toy library. That's a not-so-obvious one that I'm very keen on. You know, not as obvious as buying a crepe and knowing that you're helping rehome somebody, or buying a hoodie from Hosier Hoodies, which has a piece of street art on it that's been created by one of the street artists that does a lot of graffiti in and around the lanes of Melbourne, and knowing that $20 from that $60 or $70 hoodie is going to help the homeless around Flinders Street. I mean, that's very, very clear, classic social enterprise thing to do, and it's fantastic. I just want them to do little kids' hoodies.